This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. This weekend marked the end of an era in Florida tourism. Cypress Gardens, considered by many the granddaddy of the state's amusement parks, closed its doors for good after 67 years in business. The park's owner said the drop in tourism over the past few years and an aging clientele helped seal its fate. Cypress Gardens was 16 acres of canals, fountains, and lush gardens dotted with southern belles in full antebellum dress. But the main attraction for many was the park's famed water skiing show. Joining us now is Banana George Blair, who skied at Cypress Gardens for 38 years. First of all, Mr. Blair, where did the nickname Banana George come from?
Well, fact is that I eat a lot of bananas, and I give away a lot of bananas to all my friends, particularly Chiquita brand.
And I understand when you performed, you wore a bright yellow suit?
I always wear yellow wherever I go, whenever I go anyplace. I wear yellow all the time, top to bottom.
And pardon me for asking this, but I understand you're how old, sir?
I am 88 and 3 months.
And you still ski?
Well, yes, I ski every day, but I really don't ski ever. I just barefoot or something like that.
Can you tell us a little bit about your act there at Cypress Gardens?
Yes, I usually have done two or three barefoot segments in each show. One would be a sliding beach start. That is to say, I lie down on the beach. They pull me, 25 feet on the beach, and then I hit the water, and then as soon as I have enough speed from the boat, I stand up barefooting. Another thing I do, I stand on a wall, and after jumping off, I come up onto the surface, and when the boat has reached the maximum speed of 35 miles an hour, that's when I stand up and continue around the show circle and take my bows in front of the crowd.
Well, as they say, don't try that at home.
Now,
for those who did not have the pleasure of visiting Cypress Gardens, could you describe the park for us?
Well, I tell you, Michelle, that it's hard to put it in its perspective because I've been around the world three times. So I've seen beautiful gardens, the gardens of Fountain Blue, but I don't think there's any more natural beauty in a big park than you'll find at Cypress Gardens.
It seems in recent years that Cypress Gardens was eclipsed to some degree by some of the larger and a bit more glitzy parks up and down the state of Florida.
I don't think anything, I beg your pardon, Michelle, I don't think anything ever has or will eclipse. Yes, they fell a little bit behind in some of the modern parks' way of life. But there's nothing pretense here. There's no pretense. There's nothing artificial. I'm sorry I feel so much emotion about this thing, but everybody did who was close to it.
So many people have such fond memories of Cypress Gardens. I mean, the days when parents used to pack the kids in the back of the station wagon and drive cross-country to get to Cypress Gardens. Many people are feeling the sadness that you feel right now.
That's true.
Is there a memory that you'd like to share with us?
Well, I think the memories are all beautiful. This is a beautiful, beautiful place, and the skiers have always done their utmost to bring new acts to the stage of water skiing. Many acts that have been shown in other ski shows throughout the country were initiated right here in Cypress Gardens.
All right. Thank you so much, Mr. Blair.
It's a pleasure, Michelle.
Banana George Blair, who skied at Cypress Gardens for 38 years. In Winter Haven, Florida, Cypress Gardens was known as Florida's original theme park. It closed its doors on Sunday.